Does your antiperspirant keep you dry all day? Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray goes on instantly dry for a cleaner feel and offers 48 hours sweat and odor protection. Let me repeat that. 48 hours of sweat and odor protection. Use it and don't even think about it. Also, Dove Men Dry Spray contains Dove's unique one-quarter moisturizing cream that helps protect your skin. Try Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray. Goes on dry, clean feel all day.
The Rich Eisen Show.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
A Goodfellas poster that I've had for ever.
Really?
This is not my signature.
Because it's signed by you, De Niro, and Pesci, and I spent at least four figures on this thing.
Get out of here.
Yes.
You're a sucker.
Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer Anthony Munoz, NBC Sports host and broadcaster Mike Tirico. Coming up, Chargers wide receiver Mike Williams. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Give us a ring. We've got lots to talk about in hour number three of this show with you here on NBC Sports on Peacock, NBC Sirius XM, NBC Sports Audio, Sirius XM Channel 85. The Rich Eisen Show, 50 affiliates strong, coast to coast. Terrestrial radio affiliates, we say hello to all of you. If you're listening on the Odyssey app, you can give us a call. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We say hi to our podcast listeners listening whenever you're darn well please. It's your right to do that. And if you missed anything, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Hall of Famer Anthony Munoz called earlier in the program. Chris Brockman and Jay Felly are in their positions. TJ Jefferson just gave us a terrific TJ Jefferson big ass grab bag on Ray Liotta, top five Ray Liotta performances.
Yes, sir.
That you gave us. And you also told us that Madeline Stowe was one of your favorites back in the day. I had no idea.
I'm going to have to do an 80s crushes top
okay,
five.
There you go. That's not a bad one. Very well done. TJ Jefferson wearing his new, are those the new shoes that you burst out for our trip to New York City?
Oh, no. These are some Jordan Concords, man. You know, it's nothing.
I like it.
Very it's good. Nothing.
Nothing.
Some of the Trump Jumpman, please. I mean, every day. A free pair.
Joining us now here on the Rich Eisen Show is a man who a lot of people have a lot of hopes in because he, along with Keenan Allen and the rest of the offense that's quarterbacked by Justin Herbert here in Los Angeles, California, there is so much to be excited about for the Powder Blue faithful here in Los Angeles about the Los Angeles Chargers. The man was a seventh overall pick in the 2017 NFL draft. Out of Clemson, the pride of Vance, South Carolina himself, on the Mercedes-Benz Vance phone line, Mike Williams of the L.A. Chargers. How you doing, Mike?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I've been reading about you the last few weeks, Mike. You got a new contract. You said that you're going to unleash yourself this year, right? Is that what you said, something along those lines in 2022?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's the goal. You know, last year was the first year in our offense. So year two, you know, it's going to be a lot different. Everybody know what to expect. Everybody know where everybody like to get the ball at, know the spots of the quarterback. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot more fun. Year one was an amazing year for the offense. But year two, with everybody knowing the system, you know, we're looking forward to, you know, having a better year than last year.
So then how did that affect maybe anything last year, Mike, where it was a new offense for everybody and it takes a while in order to get all that to be second nature? How might have that affected anything last year, looking back?
I don't think it affected us too much. I mean, I feel like the coaches, you know, kind of made it as simple as possible. You know, I heard Justin said something the other day. It was like, year one, it felt like he was drowning, you know, but we surrounded him, you know, we made it, things a lot easier for him, you know, just us getting open and making plays for him and, you know, him putting the ball where it needed to be. So we all just kind of worked together in year one. Now we all know what to expect. So year two, you know, it's going to be a lot, you know, more relaxed, smoother, and just go out there, play, and have fun.
Yeah, I had Brandon Staley on the show the other day, your HC, and I think he pointed out, Chris, that he has not had the same offensive coordinator or offense in a row, 2 years in a row, since high school or something like that?
Yeah, I think that's right.
So,
yeah, that's true. He actually told us that in a team meeting also, and it was crazy to hear that. So it's going to be crazy just to see the type of numbers we put up with him being in a, you know, the same offense for, you know, two consecutive years in a row.
So he brought it up. He brought it up.
Yeah. Coach Staley brought it up in a team meeting and told us, but I don't think everybody else had knew. But, yeah, he brought it up. I guess Justin told him. So yeah, we all excited for it. You know, we all coming out OTAs, you know, having fun, making plays, getting better.
Okay, and so we always hear about chemistry, right, between quarterbacks and wide receivers. Mike Williams, can you describe yours with Herbert?
Oh, it's pretty good. I mean, he know what I like. I know how he throw the ball. So, I mean, we kind of, you know, been together for a few years now. So, we all know what each other like, and we just go out there and have fun. You know, I try to make his job as easy as possible and go out there and make plays, and he try to do the same for me. So, you know, we all just work together, you know, in and out of practice, you know, staying after practice extra, getting some extra throws in. So, just looking forward to the season that's coming up.
You got that look. You guys share a look that you. He knows what you're thinking. You know what he's thinking, and the ball winds up in your hands. Something like that happened.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's a few big plays last year where we kind of just not even running the play that's called. You know, we just kind of look at each other, and I don't know how we know it. how we both know what we're gonna do, but we kind of, you know, look at each other, and just a little head nod can go a long way. So yeah, we done made a lot of, you know, touchdown plays, big plays, you know, just kind of doing just in the mic things. But, yeah, it works out for us. You know, I feel like he know what I like to do, and we just kind of go from there.
Mike Williams of the Los Angeles Chargers here on the Rich Eisen Show. Who's the best wide receiver in the AFC West, Mike?
The best wide receiver in the AFC West.
Say it, Mike.
Come on, Mike, say it.
Say it with your chest.
Do it.
We ain't going to speak on that. The numbers this year are going to speak for itself. Women lie, men lie, numbers don't. So, yeah, we're gonna stick with that.
Okay, because, you know, you got a new member of the division, right? This year at that position.
Yeah, we got some good guys on the other side. But we also know we got on our side, too. And we like our players, you know, a lot more.
Okay. What about you, Mike? You could say yourself, right? You could say yourself.
Yeah. I feel like I'm putting up the numbers. You know, last year I put up some numbers that, right, you know, kind of was one of the best in the AFC West. So, yeah, I just got to improve on that and
getting
better.
Do you know Devontae Adams at all, personally, or no? You never met him?
I think we met like once, but we not someone who talk on a regular. We kind of just met just once, probably maybe a few years ago, if I'm not mistaken.
Because you heard he's on the Raiders now, right? You heard about that story?
Yeah, I heard.
You heard that story?
A friend of mine, Hunter Renfro, told me. I heard.
Hunter Renfro. That's right. He caught that. He caught the game winner, didn't he, back in the day? For you guys?
Against Alabama, he did.
Okay, very good. So did Hunter really reach out to you and tell you that he's a teammate of his now, or you just mentioned him?
Him a shout out. I mean, during the whole Pro Bowl, around the Pro Bowl time, me and Hunter was just talking, you know, he made the Pro Bowl, and I was just hitting him up, telling him congratulations, and he thought I was going to be a free agent and stuff, so he was calling me, talking to me. And stuff, I told him it wasn't going to get that far.
So Hunter, who's known about, he's known for moving the sticks. Did he lobby you? Is that what you're saying?
Nah, I wouldn't call it that. It was just a friend phoning a friend.
Just an NFL version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Is that what it is? Phone a friend? Is that
we were just talking to each other about the season and about maybe me getting in the Pro Bowl to be an alternate. Yeah, that was just what the conversation was about.
But your final answer was you're re-signing with the Los Angeles Chargers. So that's what happened.
For sure.
Okay. Yeah. What does that mean that you were paid in this manner by this team? What does that mean for you, Mike Williams?
That just means that they believe in me. You know, I was the first round pick a few years ago, and for them, you know, to keep me around, you know, that means I'm doing what I need to do. They believe in me. They trust me to go out there and, you know, make this team and offense better. So, I mean, it comes from all different parts. You know, I came here not being able to do the things I wanted to do in the offense that was here when I first got here, you know, not being able to be put in the right position to make plays, and then slowly, you know, being able to, you know, contribute and do what I do best. And, you know, just getting the opportunity last year, you know, to be me, That was the main thing. Let me be Mike Williams. Let me go out there, play loose, play free, and have fun, and everybody see what I'm capable of doing if you allow me to do that. So, yeah, year two, we're just trying to, in this offense, we're just going to build on that.
Okay. Mike Williams, the best receiver in the NFL from Clemson, right, as well, correct? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So make sure, because, you know, there's a lot of you in the NFL.
Yeah, it is a lot of us right now.
Okay. So you are the best wide receiver from Clemson in the National Football League.
Yeah, some may believe so.
I'll take it. I'm just trying to have some fun with you.
Yeah, you're trying to spark something up.
No, not at all. But it is amazing. I mean, why do you think Clemson has turned into such a terrific receiver factory in the NFL?
I just think they do a good job of recruiting. They're bringing the right guys for the system. And they're bringing a lot of players who can dominate on the outside. So that's the main thing. And we all kind of learn from each other. You know, some of us been there with each other, so we kind of all, you know, pick stuff from each other's game and got better like that. But, yeah, they kind of do a good job of recruiting and, you know, developing those guys over there. So we just keep it going.
Mike Williams here of the Los Angeles Chargers on the Rich Eisen Show. So what have you been doing, I guess, to get ready for the season? Any different? Anything different in your workout regimen or anything like that?
Mike? Yeah, I actually added some Pilates in my routine.
Okay.
So I kind of hit that, you know, 2-3 times a week.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? That's no joke. Mike. By the way, Mike, something I bet you didn't think. You and I have something in common, if anything. I've been doing Pilates for years. That's no joke, man.
It's no joke. My goal is to be able to go in there and be able to do it with ease, because right now I'm struggling. It's so hard.
What are you struggling with? Walk me through it. What Pilates are you struggling with? What are you doing?
I don't even know which one I'm doing, but it's like the first day I went, I'm like, there's no way. Like, I work out every day and I feel like this doing this body weight stuff. So it's like, I don't know, just me competing with myself. You know, I feel like I need to go until I feel like it's easy to me. And right now, I'm a little ways from that.
So are you on the reformer? Is that the issue, the reformer or the Cadillac? Which one's
Whichever one that's on the floor.
That's the one. Oh, the reformer on the floor. You got four springs, right? You got four springs and the reformer.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I cannot. They kept telling me to do the one white spring, and it's like, no. I don't know. It's like I'm about to do a split or something.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm getting used to it. You know, I've probably done like maybe 4 or 5 classes so far. Every day I'm getting better. So, yeah, hopefully.
Okay.
You know,
let's be honest, though. When you heard
everything will be good.
Right. When they bring up Pilates, you think like that's nothing. Right. I got it. Because it's just.
For sure. When I first thought about it, I'm like, all right, Pilates.
Please. Right. You think you can got that?
Yeah. I mean, I work out every day, run every day in good shape. So it's going to be a cakewalk. Where the first day I went, yeah, it was crazy.
You know why it's called Pilates, Mike?
Why?
It was created by a guy named Joe Pilates, believe it or not. I'm not making that up. That's why. Joe's last name should have been ass-kicking. That's what it should have been. Give you a better heads up, you know?
Definitely.
Pilates. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I got Pilates, like, no problem. And you go there and it kicks your ass big time.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay. All right. So... But it does your core. I mean, it changes your posture, your core, the whole thing, the whole body.
Yeah,
it's no joke.
That was the main reason I went for the core.
Right.
You know, I had some back issues early on in my career, so
that'll help.
The core was like one of the main things I worked on to get my back feeling good.
Yes.
And, you know, I always worked on my core, but when I was reading up on Pilates, it's like, yeah, it's a lot of extremely core work. So that's why I really got into it also.
Okay, so must be so. When we see you with 15 touchdowns this year, 1,500 yards receiving, it must be the Pilates. Forget Herbert, screw him. It's the Pilates. That's what I'll say, right? I can do that, pretty much.
Yeah, Pilates.
Okay. It is true. It's no joke. All right, man. What are you doing Memorial Day weekend? You got any plans? What do you got? What do you got going on? I'm not inviting you anything. I mean, I know that sounded weird, but I'm just wondering what.
Well, I thought you was inviting me somewhere or something. I thought I was going to make like an appearance on the show or something. But
Mike. Okay, this is an anytime proposition. We're practically neighbors. You know, we're practically neighbors. So
for real?
Yes. I mean, I'm up here by LAX. Where are you?
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm a little ways away. I'm in Orange County.
Okay.
Probably about
I can send you a car. I'm sending you a car. Let's do it. Seriously, you just bought yourself an appearance on this program.
Yeah. But no, I'm just chilling, really. I'm going to go out on a boat tomorrow.
Okay.
And watch the Javonte Davis and Rolly fight tomorrow night.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Pretty much chilling.
Okay. Very good. And what TV shows do you watch? What are you catching up on? What are you doing?
Watching TV? TV shows right now? I'm not watching any TV shows right now. I need to, though. Somebody told me to watch a TV show called Elite or something like that on Netflix.
Okay. Elite? I don't know.
Yeah, Elite. Yeah, I haven't even looked it up and see what it was about anything.
Huh.
Yellowstone, Mike.
Yellowstone, right here on Peacock.
Right here on Peacock.
You got to be very okay. Okay, right here on Peacock.
Watch Queen of the South?
Oh.
Dude, I've not watched
I've seen the first season of that.
I have not. Okay.
Yeah, that's my favorite show on Netflix.
Okay. Very good. Well, look, Mike, we'll catch up here. Let's catch up. And in the meantime, thanks for calling into this program. Really appreciate it.
Thank y'all for having me.
You got it. Anytime. That's Mike Williams, who's coming here on this program because he's the best wide receiver in the AFC West and from Clemson in the NFL. Right here on the Rich Eisen Show. That was fun.
That was great.
That was fun.
So for the record, he did hear that Davante Adams is now.
Yes. He did. And by the way, guess who's going to see the first game out?
Hey.
Guys, let's just whet the appetite, right? Going into the... All right, let's talk some football when we come back.
Let's go.
LFG. Let's do that. Your phone calls, 844-204-RICH. And everything else going on here on the Rich Eisen Show. Don't go anywhere. We're talking some NFL when we come back. The week one slate off the charts. Got to hit it. Got to talk about it when we come back. Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. After all, who doesn't love a great deal, right? And when it comes to great rates on insurance for all the things in your life, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners, condo, or renters coverage. You could save even more with a special discount when you bundle your coverages. Plus, add the easy-to-use Geico mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. And choosing to switch to Geico becomes an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save with great rates and discounts. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote or contact your local agent and get started seeing how much you could save. Here we are back on the program, 844-204-RICH being the number to dial. Here on the program. Hey, we were just talking about it with the Los Angeles Chargers taking on the Las Vegas Raiders in week one.
Is that Sunday Night Football week one?
It is not.
Okay.
Sunday Night Football week one is Tampa Bay versus, as he would say, the varsity.
Ah. That's a rematch of last year's opener.
That is correct.
Glad I didn't have to say it.
Week one starts with the Bills here in Los Angeles.
Oh my gosh, let's go.
And then goes Sunday Night Football with the Bucs hosting the Cowboys. And then Monday Night Football being Russell Wilson at Seattle. You know, and Russ.
Joe Buck's first game on ESPN.
And Aikman and those guys. Yeah. And the return of the Emmy Award winning Manning cast. Yeah. And so the. While we were gone, Russ was asked about week one. He's just got to take the emotion out of it. I'm like, good luck with that.
How's he going to do that?
Good luck with that. And I know he can compartmentalize and all of that business and go Bronx, right?
Go Bronx.
But, man, that's going to be insane. Certainly since we'll have seen the entire week one play out and every other game in week one. Vegas and the Chargers, right out of the gate, someone's going to be 0-1. Unless these two teams play to a tie, which we saw almost happen the last time a regular season game was played in the NFL.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, is that a new drop we got?
New drop. Might be a new segment at some point, too.
A new segment called Yeah, for sure?
Yeah, for sure.
Not for sure.
For sure, Rich.
For sure.
It's for show. Mike Williams was awesome.
He was great. That was a lot of fun. Cincinnati and Pittsburgh right out of the gate. Right out of the gate, Joe Burrow is hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers, and we assume it could be Pickett, right? You imagine Pickett's first career start in the jungle?
I would say
Trubisky?
Probably
I don't know, man.
Why sign him then?
I don't know.
Why sign him? I think he's going to start.
How about that week one game between Green Bay and Minnesota?
So it's a lot of division games week one.
Yeah. And then the other ones like Kansas City at Arizona.
New England and Miami.
New England and Miami is another game in division. New Orleans and Atlanta. Let's just start it off with two teams that flat out hate each other.
Hate each other so much.
Literally hate each other.
Their fans hate each other.
That's a big game. Huge game. How about Carolina and Cleveland? What if Baker Mayfield starts that for Carolina? Or Mayfield starts it for Cleveland, which more and more people keep saying is possible. And I always say that. I can't get off of the GTFOH, right? of that. How about
San Francisco and Chicago, man?
Even Baltimore at the Jets. Right? Lamar v. Zach. Could you say the Jets have the better passing game going in that game?
Yeah, absolutely.
If you want to do what's more likely, you know.
Wide receivers? They have better wide receivers. They have three kind of studs, if you think about it.
Jacksonville at Washington. Laugh all you want. Doug Peterson back in the NFC East.
If we're going on sexy matchups of week one, I mean, it's at the bottom.
Oh, I think so.
But, you know.
That'll be a sneaky good game. Houston and Indianapolis.
Matt
right?
Ryan's debut.
Tennessee and the Giants.
I mean,
speaking of Tennessee,
a lot of storylines with those two teams.
Right? Speaking of Tennessee, did you say Bussin' with the Boys responded?
They did. I posted the video of our segment, and I used
They're going to keep posting photographs of me until I come on their pod.
Right.
Which
so
I'm
I was
happy
like,
to do.
So I was like, yes, we've noticed what's going on the last couple of days with our friend Taylor and Will and their Bussin' with the Boy account.
Yes.
And we think there's a middle ground to be found. So the Bussin' with the Boys account. Tweet back, Rich, we will have a motor on the bus next pod. That's a promise.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Okay. It's out there.
Well, now, here's what we'll do. We'll go into Memorial Day weekend, and I want to see what photographs pop up.
Okay.
I just want to see what other photographs.
We'll revisit Tuesday.
And I'll reach out to Taylor, which one of those guys is handling their Twitter?
Great question. Should we respond back?
I don't know.
Ask?
You know what? I don't want to see what's under the hood, period.
Well, no, you do want to see. You want to confirm there is something under the hood.
Right.
Never say never, but never.
Thank you, Coach.
I think we're going to make this happen soon.
Okay.
In Nashville, right? In person, TJ?
Why not? Or Canton?
All right, screw it. Let's do it. You ready to do your Dallas Cowboys win-loss game?
Put me on the spot.
Damn straight I did.
But you know my motto. I made this list last week. I stayed ready. So I didn't have to get ready.
Okay. I need NFL Films music from you, Jay Felly.
You got it.
I need... This is the first one out of the gate.
Uh-huh.
We haven't done this yet.
Not yet.
I need the Dallas Cowboys schedule from you, Mike Hoskins.
Oh, buddy.
All right. I'm getting to the page in my booklet.
Here we go.
I have gotten to my page in the booklet.
Let me hydrate real quick.
Okay, you need to hydrate. We can't have you cramp up. Cannot have you cramp up.
Don't let dehydration.
All right.
Don't let dehydration ruin
your
vacation.
Here's the thing I need to do. I need to do this. I need to. So down the right column on my pages, there are the appropriate boxes to put a win-loss.
Right.
I'm going to have you in this column. Okay. I will put TJ in that column.
You know, we're also recording this, so.
I understand
I'm
that.
Gonna write it
no,
down.
But I'm going to write it down. TJ in this column. And down the left side of the page, I'm going to leave blank for when Michael Irvin does
yes.
this.
Because we piggyback
okay.
one another.
Dallas Cowboys schedule on the screen, please, for those watching on Peacock. Thank you. All right. TJ Jefferson, win-loss game for the Dallas Cowboys in the 2022 season. Let's go. Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Dallas this time around. First Sunday night football game of the season. Go for it. Win or loss.
Well, you know, last year we threw for 400 yards.
Starting. And just say win or loss.
You know, I just can't answer win or loss. All right, opening game, September the 11th, going to be a lot of a lot of emotion going to be flying through on that day.
Yes.
And we're going to get the W.
Okay.
Stop it.
Tom Brady's 0-1.
But Tom Brady's never lost to Dallas, by the way.
That's correct.
Okay,
TJ. And next up, late window CBS Week 2, Tony Romo and Jim Nantz in the booth. Bengals at Cowboys. Joe Burrow coming in. And win-loss.
Well, what's the opposite of loss?
Oh!
W-2-0. Let's go.
All right. First time they're packing bags. They fly to New Jersey. The Dallas Cowboy Jet lands in Newark.
What's wrong with y'all?
And it's now time, Monday Night Football. Joe and Troy and the Mannings are sitting down at the Giants. Win-loss.
I mean, that might be the easiest dub of the season.
Oh, 3-0.
Let's go.
3-0. When was the last time the Cowboys started 3-0? Will you look that up, Chris, please?
Sure.
Now look up the last time they started 4-0, because there's no way he's giving them the loss at home in Week 4 against the Washington Commanders.
Not to the Washington football team.
Right,
when
was the last time
W.
they started 4-0, Chris?
Commanders.
Look that one up.
Commanders.
Did I say football team?
No, I said football team. Because that's what their name is. The
All
football
right.
Team.
Next up, late window Fox. Late window Fox, Week 5 at the Los Angeles Rams, home of the Super Bowl champs. And.
Loss.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. That's so generous of you.
Very generous. Next up, Sunday Night Football, Week 6 on NBC at the Philadelphia Eagles.
I don't like them. Week 6.
Would you like them to win or lose?
That's a W for them.
Oh, wow. Cowboys 5-1. Home for the Detroit Lions, Week 7. CBS, the vanilla 1 o'clock game, because that's all Denver. Hey, that's all Detroit gets.
You remember last year when I did this and we got to the Broncos and I said we're going to lose that game?
Yeah, and you were correct.
And you gave me crap.
You giving Dan Campbell the dub?
I'm going to take the L that because Detroit's
battle tough. The last two hard knocks,
you know,
teams.
You know, I'm going to say Detroit's going to get that
that's
W.
That's a hard knock. A loss to
So did he say Week 6 win?
He said a Week 6 win. They are now currently 5-2, according to TJ Jefferson, going into their Week 8 game home against the Chicago Bears.
Well, I got some friends that are Bears fans, and we talked about maybe attending. Ashton, yes, then this time you are correct, it is Ashton. And I'm sorry, but if we go to that game, he's just going to have a long plane ride back home because that's going to be a loss for
at least
Bears.
It'll be a PJ, right?
Stay out of our personal business, Rich.
Please, seriously, he just made $1 million on 2.5 men being shown in Slovenia over the last 5 minutes.
I'm in my man's pocket.
Okay. Week 9 bye. Coming out of that bye nice and rested.
Yes.
It's the battle of Mike McCarthy going back to Green Bay.
Woo!
And Week 10, win or loss?
Well, obviously,
oh my God,
you know, Dez caught it. They wouldn't give it that to us. So,
oh my God.
We're probably, you know, do I have to say it? That might be a loss.
Okay, he's taking the loss. So the Cowboys come out of a bye week having lost 3 of their last 5, and everybody's probably that. By the way, if this happens, the Metroplex is going to be in full freak out mode. Certainly, since they've already lost to the Rams, Lions, and Packers, that's 3 the conference losses. Not looking good.
Here's
going at the Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota Vikings, Week 11. Kirk Cousins.
It's an away game, you know.
I mean, if Cooper Rush beat him last time, give
him
a dub.
That is true. But you know what?
Is that a loss 2 in a row?
Every now and then we go through a little weird stretch. I'm going to say that the Vikings get the W on that day.
He's saying the Cowboys have now lost, 2 in a row. They're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 4. Going to a Thanksgiving home game against the G-Men. And you know you can't play well at home on Thanksgiving when there's 2
realistic
losses in a row.
6-4. 6-4.
But the thing is,
we're
going to take those losses. We're going to learn from them. We ain't losing to the Giants.
All right.
That's a W.
7-4. Home for the Colts on NBC coming up the next week.
Well, Jonathan Taylor, he's tough. And but unfortunately, so is Micah Parsons. So that's
eight
a W.
8-4. 8-4. Houston Texans.
It's one of those weird games, man. We're like, I'm going to say Dallas is going to find a way to lose this game.
Wow. Like the Texans inaugural game, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So they're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 5 going into the game at Jacksonville.
Come on. You know that's
a
dub.
All right.
Wait, losing to them?
9-5. Then a Saturday home, a Christmas Eve game home against the Eagles.
Okay, we beat Philly on the road. We'll probably take the L on this one.
Wow. Then a Thursday night quick turnaround at the Titans.
W. No offense to our buddy Taylor Lewan.
And then at the Washington Commanders, final week.
W.
W's for Washington. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 6. T.J. Jefferson's the Cowboys.
By the way, and Brockman, you know this, and I put a video out last week. No matter what I said, if I said we'd go 6-11, people are going to crap on me right now on Twitter and YouTube.
T.J., don't.
I thought for sure you were going to say 17-0.
I was going to, but, you know, again, no matter what I say, I'm stupid and the Cowboys suck.
So. All right, Rich. I've done some research. I've looked it up.
Last time the Cowboys started 4-0?
The last time the Cowboys started 3-0.
Yes.
They did it in 2019.
Okay.
They also did it in 2008. Last time they were 4-0, Rich, they actually started the year 5-0 in 2007.
That's how long it's been.
That's not that long.
Decade and a half.
I mean, in the big, how long has the Earth been here?
If someone was born in 2007.
What a great way to say, you know, in terms of, in football years, it's long. But just in terms of,
like, the Earth,
just in terms of Homo sapiens.
Yeah, since man's been walking upright, then it hasn't been.
Yeah, you're right. Just you got to put it in the proper Jurassic Park perspective.
That's why I'm here, Rich.
Someone born in 07, the last time the Cowboys were 5-0, they can get their learner's permit today.
Hey. Congratulations to them.
That's how long it's been.
I mean, again, not that long.
11-6. By the way, that would mean they'd finish the season 7-6 after starting 4-0. There'd be lots of puckering up in that town. Starting 4-0, finishing 11-6.
I mean, this
might not be good. You know, 11-6 might not be good enough to win that division, right?
Well, it doesn't necessarily reflect what I really feel. I think I just did this just to not cause a commotion.
Goodness gracious. What is wrong with you?
Why do you have to, like, couch everything?
He's got a couch. Get off the couch. Do you want to do your Patriots, or you're not ready for it yet?
He ain't ready, Rich. He ain't trying to follow that up.
Here you go, TJ.
We will spank that ass.
There you go.
That's right, all day.
I'm not ready.
You're not ready to do the Patriots?
Ain't ready.
I'm not ready.
Ain't about this life, Rich.
I need to see Mac Jones with his shirt off first.
What are we doing? I ain't seen Dak with his shirt off, and I made picks.
We know Dak is shredded. Did you see what Mac Jones looked like last year?
I just feel like I should. Should I do the Eagles one right now?
No, you should do the Cowboys.
You should do the Eagles because you think they're going to win the division, don't you?
Let me try.
You think the Eagles are going 12-5?
Let's see if I'll try it. Let's see if I'll be right. Let's see if I'll be right. Can I have some music, please?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go. And I need the Philadelphia Eagles to go. Thank you very much.
Play the Rocky theme.
At Detroit, that's a win. Home for Monday Night Football, Minnesota Vikings is a win.
Yeah, we know what Kirk does in primetime games.
At the Washington Commanders, I'll give them the loss.
Why?
Because I think the Commanders are defensively going to be improved.
Who's their quarterback?
It's Carson Wentz.
Great.
It's a revenge game. But I'll think they'll take Carson the next time.
All right.
And then here's another. Wow, they got revenge games back to back. In comes Doug Peterson, and they tell him, here's Wiz Wit. That's a W. At the Cardinals.
That's an L.
Is it, though?
The Cardinals are going to be fine.
You know, the Cardinals always start off hot.
I know,
but they don't have D-Hop.
They don't have D-Hop for this game.
But D-Hop is, a little long in the tooth coming up.
I'm going to give them that win. 4-1 going into Dallas, I'll agree with you and say that the Cowboys beat them.
That's 4-1 against 4-0, right?
That would be 4-1 against 4-4, and it would be 4-1. It would be battle of 4-1s. As far as I'm concerned, yeah, that's what it is.
No, but TJ has them 4-0 going into that week.
No, they're coming off.
Oh, 4-1, they're coming off.
All right, and then there's a bye week, home for the Steelers. I'll give them a win there, and I'll have them beating the Houston Texans the next week, and then they're definitely not losing to the Washington Commanders at home. At the Colts, I'll give them a loss. They're going to split the next two. I will have them. How about this? I'll have them beating Green Bay, but losing to the Titans. They go to the Giants, and they always perform well against the Giants.
Giants could be in tank mode at that point too.
I don't think they're going to tank. I like their coach a lot. I will give them a win at I'll even have them losing at the Giants just to see if it happens. They've now lost three in a row. I mean, three out of the next four. I'll give them a win at the Bears. I'll have them. I will have them winning at the Dallas Cowboys on that Saturday. Home again. You did the same damn thing.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I'm just following your lead. I'm matching you.
That's true. You have a medal.
My goodness. This guy. That guy. I will have them winning the last two as well. I'll have them beating the Saints at home and the Giants at home.
So what's that?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
12 and
8,
five.
9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah.
There you go. That wins the division.
N'Kobe Dean, baby. He's going to be healthy. A.J. Brown.
Woo.
Come on, Jalen.
12 and 5.
What I just said is not out of the realm.
Miles Sanders breakout.
What I just said is not out of the realm.
I'm going to change mine then.
What I said is what I said out of the realm. Is what I said out of the realm.
I mean, look, it's a pretty
good. I have them splitting their division games. I have them 3-3 in division. I have them eating up most of. Well, no, they're eating up. They split their games against the AFC South, and I have them performing well against the AFC the NFC North actually.
And that's fine, but their quarterback, you will admit,
I have them sweeping the NFC
is
North.
It's a pretty giant question mark.
I'm there for him.
He was 61% completion last year. That is unacceptable.
That's the way
NFL.
You have to do the win loss game. You got to, if I believe in him, I got to give him the wins where it's going to be.
That's true.
Right.
But he's going to need more than 16 touchdowns.
They have improved defensively. Of course. I know. But what do you mean, 16 touchdown passes?
I'm just saying he played a whole year last year.
How many touchdowns did he account for, Chris?
He had like 8 rushing, right?
How many did he account for? How about this? Jalen Hurts will account for more than 30 touchdowns next year.
Ooh.
Jalen Hurts will put the ball in the end zone either himself or throw it in there 30 times. Howie Roseman and the rest of the crew and Sirianni must have the analytics of what that number needs to be in order to be successful. Right? So, hell of a way to go on a Memorial Day weekend, baby. We got one more segment to go. We'll set up the rest of the week as well.
Touchdowns.
Yeah, 10. I mean, that's what I'm saying. So,
yeah, 35 maybe. 35
26
total.
Right there.
He needs 35 total at least.
35 total at least. So you said he accounted for 24 last year.
26 last year.
26. So me saying 30 is not a lot. So yeah, I'll go 35.
That's what I mean. Like 35
okay.
Maybe.
He accounted for a lot.
You got to get better than 61% completion.
Of course. And he will be. You know why? Because he's Jalen freaking Hurts. I like him. He's a dog.
You love him.
I love your blanket statement.
What do you mean?
I'm here for it.
Actually, Mike Williams actually backs up what I feel about Jalen Hurts, correct? Don't you think? No, that's,
whoops.
That's okay.
Wow.
I threw it on him real quick.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
That's our new. That's our new.
I'm going to create
this our new drop?
I'm going to get a segment around that at some point.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I like it.
I just need to figure it out.
We're workshopping, people. You're welcome, Peacock. We're well on our way to another 3 years in a row. Right?
I can't wait till next year.
Yeah, very good. So the Dallas Cowboys are going to be 11-6, according to TJ Jefferson.
I love it.
Last year, you had them much better than that. Why do you think they're not going to be as good as last year?
They were two. It was a one or two game different.
You think they're going to lose to the Detroit Lions at home, huh? give them their clunker. You give them the clunker.
I mean, you know, there's going to be one of those games.
You know the clunker is going to be Thanksgiving. Always. Oh,
what's the Thanksgiving day game?
Always.
The Giants.
It's against the Giants.
But not this year. Not this year.
Settle down just a little bit.
Exactly, Unc. Daniel Jones ain't getting the job done. Not against us. Not against Micah Parsons.
So what happens tonight in the Boston Garden?
That's a wrap, baby.
You really think so?
Yeah.
You're also, dude.
I'm also what?
Yeah, you're not the best.
I am the best. Because
at what?
I called a sweep against the Nets.
Gotcha.
I said they were the better team against
the Heat.
You said that after
game one, and then they lost game two.
And then the better team against the Heat.
And then in game three, right, where the Heat won, despite not having Jimmy Butler, you tweeted out in all caps to get Jalen Brown out of the game.
Out of the game because
and he's been in an incredible run ever since you tweeted that.
Great. Hopefully I inspired him, but
I doubt it.
He can't hold on to the ball. He's got, you know, he must have Joe Burrow hands, Jared Goff hands. How is he so good at scoring, but turns it over every other play? He can't dribble. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
If you're in the NBA, should you be able to know how to dribble?
This is Jaylen Brown you're talking about.
I understand. Love the guy.
Right.
Not necessarily.
Maybe stop dribbling. Just let someone else dribble, and you just shoot and dunk.
That's your analysis?
The turnovers, it's a good thing I'm already bald.
Do we know that Tyler Hero's playing? Yes or no?
We don't know. He was warming up. He was going to try to do some workouts.
Well, he's playing tonight. He's got to go.
I thought he was going to play last game.
I think he's got to go.
He was looking like Bobby Bottle Service on the sidelines last game.
Oh, here we go. About an hour ago, Shams told Pat, barring setback, Hero will be playing tonight.
Told who?
Pat McAfee.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But Butler doesn't look like he's playing at full speed. I mean, it's just caught up to them. And, you know, Celtics fans didn't go to work today. They've been drinking all day. It's going to be loud.
What do you mean, they didn't go to work?
I mean, look, 3-day weekend, it's called out sick, and then just started lubricating early today in Boston in anticipation of tonight.
Okay.
Larry Bird's going to be there. Unconfirmed. Not reporting that. Larry Bird's going to be there to hand out the trophy to Tatum.
Oh, God.
It's going to be, I mean, literally they should allow cigar smoking in the garden tonight. That's all I'm saying.
Let me tell you what's not going to happen, and that's Larry Bird being there tonight.
Larry Bird's not walking through that door?
He's not coming.
What about McHale?
No.
What about Parrish? Is he walking through that door?
When's the last time you saw Chief, man?
Here's the thing. Here's what I'm saying.
I was doing my Patino.
If I had a trophy named after me, every time that trophy was given out, I would be there to present it.
Yes. Correct.
Just to remind everyone that this little thing that I'm giving you, it's named after me.
Well, I mean, Magic wasn't there yesterday. And if anyone was going to be at something, you'd think it'd be Magic. If anyone
because no Laker. The Lakers, let me tell you what. The Lakers are never going to be near the Western Conference Finals again for a while.
Please, so, like, time
he doesn't
this.
Have to show up to those.
You like how he said never
Celtics
and then he couched it with for a while?
Yeah, for a while.
In the Eastern Conference Finals for the next decade at least. So Larry Bird, just like this weekend every year, Larry, just make sure you have a reservation.
You know Larry's not going to that.
When he said never for a while.
Never for a while.
That's like a Del Tufo-ism.
Right?
That's when he was pitching Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank saying that he came up with this idea sitting at home alone on a couch with his friends.
Never say never, but never.
I've been sitting next to him for too long. It just kind of like...
It dumbs you down.
By the way, I'm with you, though. If there was a Rich Eisen... trophy.
Of course.
If there was a trophy, what would it look like? It would be running.
Running.
Rich Eisen Award for sprinting.
Whatever.
Whatever they gave that out, you would be there to
present. It would probably be for broadcasting.
Okay, that's fine.
Although I do feel like, you know, my stride has improved. My form has improved.
But your time's gotten slower.
The Rich Eisen Show logo, for anybody who doesn't know, is me running the 40-yard dash. My right leg is like this now. If you see my photographs of me running, the leg was out. The original logo was me with a perfect capture of my stride, and my right leg was out. And I asked them, like, would you mind moving it back in? And I watched the graphic artist actually do that to move my leg a little bit less spastic for the logo. But if this was on a trophy and given out to somebody, absolutely.
Yeah, every time.
I'd have to be there.
Every single time.
But I'd have to be the one to decide.
I don't think that's how that works.
It's too bad. Then it's not named. Then who gets a trophy?
Yeah, that's it. Doesn't
so
work
Larry
like
Bird
that.
Is just going to arbitrarily pick the Eastern
He's
Conference
got
player
yes.
Of the finals?
I would.
That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
Like, for instance, if I was Larry Bird, I would say you'd get a preemptory. Apparently David Stern had, according to Winning Time on the 1980 NBA Final MVP.
What if he gets a vote? Just a vote? Or does he get a veto?
Or he gets 5X votes. Well, his vote is worth 5.
Here's the deal. It's going to be like Leon Poe or James Posey P.J. Tucker. Or P.J. Brown, rather.
What if it's somebody that he doesn't feel is deserving of an award with his name on it?
Like who?
I don't know.
On the Celtics team?
I don't know. Horford. Yeah, I mean, they give it to Horford. And he's like, yeah, no, nice, but Larry
what happens
Bird
when he has to give it to
Horford?
Jimmy Butler?
No, I'd have to have a preemptory. You can't just give out something with my name on it without me saying who I have to have a say in it. I'm not just going to show up and just hand it out and just say, please enjoy something with my name on it.
Yeah.
I would demand it.
I mean, you could demand.
By the way, Magic would actually, if I was Magic, I would say I'm the one who announced it on my Twitter.
Congrats to Steph Curry for
who scored 30 points.
Hold on, did Magic do that last night? Hold on.
Magic's twin.
Did he do it last night?
Congratulations to Steph Curry, whose Golden State Warriors beat the Dallas Mavericks 120 to 110.
He did tweet it out.
Scoring 12 points. What did he tweet out?
He tweeted out, it's really cool that the greatest shooter basketball has ever seen, a friend, future Hall of Famer, and a great person, Steph Curry, won the first ever Magic Johnson Western Conference.
That's outstanding.
That Magic was not there to present.
Where was he?
Not there.
Probably on a yacht somewhere, but it also
wasn't. Sean Livingston
gave it away. It wasn't a Laker. It wasn't a Laker. This is a Celtic about to win it.
Yeah, good point.
Just saying.
I'm saying, look out for Leon Poe.
Oh, no, Bill Russell is trending. Hold on.
Star of the 2008 series.
Is he the one giving out the award?
No, he's okay.
That would make sense.
Well, he get the MVP of the finals.
Yeah, that's Bill Russell.
And he's out. He gives it out, right?
He gives it out.
Of course, because...
Will Oscar Robertson be there tonight? Because that's the... One of the finals championship is named after Oscar Robertson.
Oh, well... I would love to see Larry there tonight. That would be great.
That would be...
For you.
I mean, the roof.
For everyone else, no.
Just for me?
Yeah, for you.
Thank you.
And all you other massholes who love him.
That live in your house.
You are surrounded by them.
My wife.
My wife.
My wife and my son.
Susie, let's get some of that bread.
Safe Memorial Day weekend, everybody.
Somebody invite me over to the cookout.
Please be safe. 844-204-RICH. We'll see you on Tuesday.
Yeah, for sure.
For the real story behind some of wrestling's biggest moments, it's Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard and Conrad Thompson, too.
All-time Hogan opponents, Macho Man's got to be in the conversation. Where's Andre for you?
I've always said Andre was number one.
Wow.
Because even going back before, you know, Hulk Hogan was a babyface, Hulk and Andre were able to go in and headline at the New Orleans Superdome, at Shea Stadium in Japan. Wherever they went, that was an attraction.
Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.